If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $700 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains. May 26th through June 5th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Hey, Jasmine, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jasmine.
Raven is walking out of here. That door is going to close because you're not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yep.
Number one, K-pop idol Jennie made her acting debut in Sam Levinson's The Idol, which premiered at Cannes Film Festival. She is known for her performance in what K-pop girl group?
Not sure.
Number two, Netflix is integrating anti-password sharing measures in the U.S. They're finally cracking down. The company will charge an extra $7.99 per month to add additional viewers to your account. Netflix launched in 1997 and was the primary competition for what other video rental business?
Blockbuster?
Number three, Tom Hanks appeared to be involved in an angry outburst at the Cannes Film Festival red carpet. The actor was there to support the premiere of what upcoming movie directed by Wes Anderson? He stars in it.
Asteroid City.
Number four, Sega announced that Sonic Origins Plus remastered versions of Sonic classic games is going to be released on Sonic's birthday next month. What actor from Parks and Rec most recently voiced Sonic in the movie franchise?
Ben Schwartz.
And number five, this week, the National Confectioners Association is hosting the 26th annual Sweets and Snacks Expo. Mascot Mr. Owl will be there representing his favorite candy. He is known for answering three when asked how many licks it takes to get to the center. What is that famous candy?
Tootsie Pop.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
4 out of 5 for Jasmine.
All right, pretty impressive. $700. Let's see how I do.
Number one, K-pop idol Jennie made her acting debut in Sam Levinson's The Idol, which premiered at Cannes Film Festival.
Okay.
She's known for her performance in what K-pop girl group?
She's in Blackpink.
She is a massive star. Number two, Netflix is integrating anti-password sharing measures, so that means they're going to start cracking down and charge an extra $7.99 per month to add additional viewers to the accounts.
I can't wait to see how many people get kicked off my account.
Me too.
It's going to be amazing.
Netflix launched in 1997, and who was their primary competitor?
It'd have to be Blockbuster back then.
That's right. Guess who won?
Well, you know what? I hope Blockbuster comes back still someday.
Number three, right? Tom Hanks appeared to be involved in an angry outburst at the Cannes Film Festival on the red carpet. He was there to support the premiere of what upcoming movie that he stars in that's directed by Wes Anderson?
Asteroid City.
Yes.
And I'm excited.
Number four, Sega announced that Sonic Origins Plus remastered versions of Sonic classic video games is going to be released on Sonic's birthday next month, the 23rd. What actor from Parks and Rec most recently voiced Sonic in the movie franchise?
Isn't it Chris Pratt?
No, Ben Schwartz.
Ooh.
You need this last one to tie, otherwise Jasmine's going to win.
Okay.
Number five, this week, the National Confectioners Association is hosting the 26th annual Sweets and Snacks Expo. Mascot Mr. Owl will be there representing his favorite candy. Mr. Owl is best known for answering three when asked how many licks it takes to get to the center. What is the famous candy?
Tootsie Pop.
That's right.
Ben Schwartz is kind of a blind spot for me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. And he's such a great actor, but you don't hear about him that much anymore. But now he's Sonic, so there's that. I'm sorry, Jasmine. You guys tied at 4. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Jasmine, and I can't beat Raven.
Good game. Better luck next time. $800 tomorrow, Anna.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.